Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. Come now, let's settle this, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, I will make them as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, I will make them as white as wool. If you want to know what God's like when he's in a rage, read the first chapter of Isaiah. He is fuming. He simply can't believe that anybody could treat him like this. After all that he'd done for his people, it was as though they didn't even recognize his existence. God pointed out that even an ox or a donkey know who their owner is, but Israel didn't seem to have a clue who their master was. The country was in ruins, and beautiful Jerusalem had been abandoned. The situation was disastrous, and yet, amazingly, the people continued with their religious practices. However, God was repelled by their worship because he knew that it didn't come from their heart. He asked them to stop making their sacrifices and offering their meaningless gifts and assured them that when they prayed, he would refuse to listen to them. We spend so much of our time thinking of God's love, generosity, and kindness that it's hard to think of him being so cross. It would be understandable if the chapter concluded by saying that it was game over and God wanted nothing more to do with them, but he didn't. Instead, he invited them to sort things out, and that needed to affect every aspect of their lives. They certainly needed to confess their sins and turn away from them, but they also needed to seek justice, help the oppressed, defend the cause of orphans, and to fight for the rights of widows. This passage is a good challenge for all of us. God does love our worship and praise, but only when it's offered by people whose whole lives are committed to living for him. God will be looking at the way in which we care for the poor and the marginalized in our communities in order to work out the reality of our worship. Let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you that you don't give up on us when we fail you. Help us to be the people that you want us to be throughout the whole week. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. You can hear me on podcast at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.